The 55th edition of the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival will open in August with Zatopek, director David Ondříček's much-anticipated biopic about the Czechoslovak running legend. Meanwhile, among the 12 works in contention for Best Film this year are three Czech titles, including, for the very first time, a documentary. Ian Willoughby spoke to Karel Och, the artistic director of the region's biggest cinema event.
Some years in the past, though, you've had trouble finding any Czech films for the main competition. This year, there are three. What has changed?
The films, I suppose. No, I mean, we've always said that we are not an organization which is aiming to, let's say, promote the Czech film. We are a bunch of festival programmers who are promoting the Czech film that they consider worth promotion. Films which we believe have potential to speak not only to Czech people, but also to foreigners. Of course, we cannot overlook the fact that the distribution and the exploitation of the films hasn't existed for about 18 months. And obviously, some of the films delayed, let's say, the post-production in order to be eligible for Karlovy Vary, because, after all, a launch at the Karlovy Vary is quite crucial for a Czech film, because it can be a launchpad for the rest of the world because of the A-category aspect of the festival. Also, I'd like to add that this is the first year when we are including documentaries in the main and East of the West competitions, which means that we had a bit wider range to select from. And in both competitions, we have two fiction films and one documentary.
Why did you end the specific documentary section?
I think our taste is to blame. The documentary films that we love and we've always wanted to include are the films which have bigger ambition, are really well scripted, are superbly executed, much better sometimes than any narrative or fiction film. And obviously the makers of these films, the producers, they don't want to be put in a ghetto of a documentary competition. They want to be measured and compared with films, not fiction films, not documentary films, but with films. And the level of, let's say, staging and the approach from the documentary filmmakers towards their job is really something much bigger than just a documentary film.
This year you have a tribute to the Film Foundation set up by Martin Scorsese to preserve classic works of cinema. How have you selected the 10 films that are being screened?
I have to mention the name of Joseph Fahim, Egyptian-American film critic who is also our foreign correspondent, mainly for the Arab cinema, and he's a big cinephile, and he collaborated on the selection. We did the selection together, and we're really happy about it. I have to add that it hasn't been an easy task, because to select 10 titles out of hundreds means that you have to leave a lot of films that you adore, you know, apart, because the space is limited. But we still succeeded to sneak in films such as Woman Under the Influence. By the way, I told myself that there won't be a Karlovy Vary edition without a John Cassavetes movie, that I hope to keep it for the years to come. Or Michael Curtiz's film The Breaking Point with John Garfield.
The opening film is Zatopek in the world premiere. People will be very excited about that. You have seen the film. Give us a little sneak preview. What's it like?
Oh, it's so exciting. I was lucky to be invited to three screenings within 1 year in different stages. And it's just a pure emotion, you know, the way the story is told. And I'm not only talking about the scenes of the runs. Obviously, those I was looking forward very much, the famous Olympic Games in Helsinki, etc. But I read the last version of the script, and I knew that the space dedicated to the relationship of Emil Zátopek to his wife, Dana, is quite particular and treated in a very modern way. So that was something that I expected. I mean, I was looking forward to see as well, and I have to say the balance between the intimate scenes and the sport scenes, it's really well executed, and it's just gorgeously shot. It's edited by Jaroslav Kaminski, the collaborator of Paweł Pawlikowski, the Polish editor who studied at FAMU and edited Idea or Cold War, Stepan Kuchera Cinematography. I mean, I can only sing praises about it. It's really, really beautiful.